can't bring Davidson home. He is stranded at third. Through three complete, 1-0 Eugene here on the home of Ems Baseball, 95-3 the score. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0. The Emeralds out in front. 3-4-5 in the order due up here. Anthony School takes a fastball from Josh Bostic at the knees for a called strike. Bostic comes home, breaking ball, deemed a bit high. 1-1. School struck out his first time up. Bostic has struck out five of the last six batters that he's faced. Foul tip to the backstop. And it's 1-2. We mentioned the Giants jumped out to a big lead. 5 runs in the first inning against Yankees starter Marcus Stroman. But that game is in a rain delay in the top of the sixth inning with the Giants up 9-1 at Yankee Stadium. 1-2. School fouls it off of his right ankle, but he's got protection down there. The count remains 1-2. These two have some familiarity from last year down in the California League with Bostic pitching for San Jose and School with the Inland Empire 66ers. Face each other 7 times, and School just 1 hit in those 7 confrontations. 1-2 misses, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez sets up over the outside corner, and he got him swinging, but Perez couldn't locate the baseball as it slipped between his legs and was trickling back towards the screen. And so it is another strikeout for Bostic, but on the drop third, School end up at first base. So here's Ryan Nicholson with a man aboard and nobody out. Bostic comes home, and this one is hit high and deep to right. Bandura drifting back. Will he have room? He runs out of it. That one is gone. Nicholson, who had 3 ribbies last night. It's a 2-run jack here in the fourth, and the Dust Devils are out in front. Each game of this series so far has been back and forth. A lot of lead changes. Nicholson knew it right off the bat. Bandura gave it a good look. He went all the way back there and leapt up to the top of the wall. But didn't have a chance as first pitch here to Rio Foster is outside. Check swing, but he went around. So the count 1-1. Swing and a miss. Makes it a ball and two strikes. One, two, off the end of the bat. A looping pop-up into shallow right center field, but McDaniel, the second baseman, able to retreat and make the catch for the first out of the inning. So here's Juan Flores with the bases empty. First pitch, fouled back to the net. For a split second, I thought that was going to be that perfect angle to get over the netting and somehow into the booth, but it caught the top rope. Maybe next time. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Buried that one below the zone. Flores goes fishing, and it's 0-2. Two pitch misses. Emeralds pitchers to start the season limited to about 65 pitches per start. Bostic, that last offering was number 61. And he drops that in there for a called third strike. Another punch out for Bostic. That gives him 8 for the ball game. There's just 2 outs in the fourth inning here. So he'll now face Alexander Ramirez. And there's a high, hard one. Swung on and missed. Tied him up over the inside corner. Now puts a wrinkle in it and gets a called strike, and it's 0-2. Bostic, ever since the second inning started, has been in some kind of rhythm. 0-2 pitch, curveball, called strike 3. So Bostic collects 3 more strikeouts in the inning here in the top of the fourth. But a drop third strike followed by a 2-run blast from Ryan Nicholson, and the Dust Devils have claimed a 2-1 lead through 3.5. We'll be back with more M's Baseball right here on 95.3 The Score. Bottom of the fourth inning, M's find themselves trailing now 2-1. And Quinn McDaniel will start things. 5-6-7 in the order. After McDaniel, it'll be Bandura and then Zane Zelensky. McDaniel flat out to right his first time up. Victor Medeiros delivers a called strike, 0-1. Hamels with one run on four hits. Dust Devils, two runs on just one base hit. 0-1, too far outside. 1-1 the count. Of course, the one Dust Devils hit was the big fly off the bat of Ryan Nicholson in the top of the fourth inning. Emeralds have action in their bullpen, so Bostic, after four strong innings, likely done tonight. But we'll see. McDaniel lifts this one the other way again. Pretty deep to right center, but playable. Ramirez coming over, and he'll make the catch. So one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here comes Scott Bandura. After this series wraps up on Sunday, Emeralds will head north to Vancouver. It will actually be a two-week trip. And they're going to cover a lot of miles. All the way up to Vancouver, they'll drive on Monday to start that series Tuesday. Play six games against the Canadiens. And then they'll head all the way to Eastern Washington to Spokane for six more before finally returning here to Eugene for a two-week homestand, which will start on April 29th. Bandura fouls away the first pitch, the 0-1. Too far inside. 1-1 the count. Bandura swings and misses. So a ball and two strikes, one down with the bases empty. M's trailing by a run here as they bat in the fourth. The 1-2. Will pop up, back a second base, and it'll be the second baseman catch it, making the grab with two hands. So two quick outs here in the fourth. And here is Zane Zielinski. Zielinski in his first professional at-bat in the second inning. Saw a couple of pitches and flied out to right. Medeiros delivers a fastball down the heart of the plate at 96 for a called strike, 0-1. Zielinski is the first Emerald to make his professional debut with the M's since moving to long season at the high A level. Belt high fastball for a strike, 0-2. Of course, pre-COVID in the short season days, pretty much everybody was making their pro debut when they first put on an Emeralds uniform. The 0-2. Too far outside. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the 1-2. Medeiros delivers, and that's too far outside. Two balls, two strikes, two down. 2-1, the Dust Devils out in front. Medeiros looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of his outing. Next pitch for him will be number 68. 2-2, and he got him swinging. So it is a 1-2-3 inning. Ever since the Bo Davidson double, Medeiros has retired six in a row. And we'll move on to the fifth inning. 2-1 Dust Devils right here on 95.3 The Score. Moving on to the fifth inning. And the Emeralds have gone to the bullpen. As Josh Bostic, the starter, who collected 9 strikeouts in 4 innings, he hit exactly that 65-pitch mark. So he is done, and replacing him will be Elijah Pleasance, 6'5", 200-pounder. The 24-year-old making his second appearance for Eugene, gave up 6 runs in 2/3 of an inning last weekend in Hillsboro. And he'll face 8-9-1 in the order. Caleb Ketchup to lead things off. Now Jeremiah Knackstead, before we get started here in the top of the fifth inning, wants to come out and talk to the home plate umpire, Caden Tishner. Not really sure what they're discussing. But a seemingly calm conversation between the skipper